The city of Fort Lauderdale is taking on a 90-year-old Florida man who's been feeding the homeless. The man has been giving people food out in public areas for decades now, but he and local officials are currently involved in a court-ordered mediation to resolve their dispute. Even comedian Steve Colbert has taken notice.
I say if the homeless want to eat, they should do it in the privacy of their own, wherever those people live.
Here's how it all began. Back in 1999, Arnold Abbott won a court order that allowed him to serve meals to the homeless on a beach. But 2 months ago, city officials in Fort Lauderdale passed a new ordinance that restricted meal serving in public. Abbott has been receiving legal citations every time he serves meals with his group called Love Thy Neighbor. So he took the city back to court. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd spoke with Abbott last week.
It's amazing that this conflict has been going on for so long. You know, Fort Lauderdale, it's a wealthy community. It's a place
for a very wealthy community.
Tourists and snowbirds, too. Describe the tensions between people in the town and what it is you're doing with the homeless.
Well, what we've been doing to homeless, we've been doing for 23 years. Formerly, before that, my angel wife and I fed the homeless for 12 years before I lost her. And we not only feed the homeless, but we have a culinary school where we train homeless persons who are temporarily housed in shelters. We have graduated over 400 students from our culinary school, and many of them are working on cruise lines and fine hotels.
Now, it's gotten pretty heated here at times. At one of these meals, I understand a police officer approached you and said, drop the plate that you were holding.
Right, and we were feeding, and then I had gone by three plates that if we just went down the line, put everything on a plate and passed it on. And I was on the fourth plate when I had done three spoonfuls, and an officer, I felt a hand on my arm. An officer said, drop that plate. Drop it now. And people, comedians, have made a great time of it ever since.
Well, the city's ordinance that's in question here says the groups like yours need to have a portable toilet, permission from property owners if you want to be on property. And the city says, look, we're not trying to ban what you're doing. We just want to regulate it. And I guess if you put yourself in the shoes of maybe people who live in the area or business owners in the area, you could understand why they would want to put some restrictions in place. Doesn't the city have the right to do that?
No, sir. No, sir, not at all, because it's totally exaggerated. This is a city with 1.2 million persons. It's a very wealthy area. We have about 10,000 homeless, of which they have shelters that can take care of about 600, and they want the rest to disappear. Well, it's preposterous to start with. And to ask other feeding groups to bring porta potties, which is totally ridiculous. Can you imagine people bringing McDonald's, a bag of McDonald's with a porta potty attached to their car? This is about what they want. We serve beautiful meals to them, so we don't have that problem. And on the beach, we serve right next to the only restroom they have in the city, which happens to be right near where we feed. So that's not a problem there. But the rest of the ordinance is what gives you trouble, because you have to have a permit. When we sued them 15 years ago, it took a year and a half for them to get back and tell us they had no machinery to give you a permit. They had no way of writing permits. They don't do it. Of course, we won the case in court.
Put this in perspective, because in Florida in general, it's long had a problem with relationships between the homeless and the people who live in town. There's been this deep tension in for many years. Why do you think that is?
Let me give you two examples, okay? If a tourist comes and lays down on a blanket or a towel and sleeps on beautiful Fort Lauderdale Beach, a policeman will walk by, and if they need cover of any kind, he'll take the towel and place it neatly over them. If a homeless person is sleeping on the beach, sand will be kicked in his face. When he gets up to shake himself off, he'll be charged with resisting arrest because he's moving his arms. And there's a difference for you. And what I'm fighting for is that the homeless would have the same rights as any other person in this city. That's all I'm asking for, nothing else.
The position that you've taken is, I guess some might say, it's a little adversarial. Can't you and the city find a way to work together on this?
Well, we might be able to, but all of the information they put out is so inaccurate, and that there is no possibility of coming to any relationship between the two, and I'll tell you why. We feed on the beach. We have for 23 years. Tourists come by, and they love what we do. And what I call it actually is a tourist attraction, not a tourist distraction. The tourists like it so much that they come over and they say, gee, this is wonderful. They don't do this where I come from. And can I help? We have literally over 23 years, I have hundreds of people who came as snowbirds, as tourists. And the first thing they do when they come to Florida is just come to a Wednesday night feeding. And that's part of the joy of their trip.
Mr. Abbott, are you willing to say that in all the years that you've done this, feeding on the beach, putting out meals on the beach, that there's never been a problem with trash showing up on the beach or with people using, going to the bathroom on the beach? Because that's what a lot of these complaints are about, right?
Well, okay. Well, as far as where we are, as I told you, this is the only restroom in the city, so there's no problem with defecation or urination, which is what they complain about. And as far as trash, we take all the trash with us. We even take trash that was there before we came. We don't leave a piece of paper. And we can feed 200 people in less than 1 hour. We feed wonderful, wonderful food. And it's a beautiful feeding. And the people can take their plates and they can go sit on a lovely beach. They can sit at a bench where other people can use it to barbecue and bring their friends from Timbuktu or any place else. And why can't the homeless have the same privilege?
Arnold Abbott is the founder of the interfaith volunteer organization Love Thy Neighbor to feed the homeless in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Mr. Abbott, thanks so much.
Okay, you're very welcome.
And that's Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd. We called Fort Lauderdale's Mayor Jack Seiler for a response. He agreed there's been a lot of misinformation about the story.
I was receiving emails from around the country, free Arnold Abbott. And I had to notify people when they wrote me. I said, we don't have Arnold Abbott in custody. We've never had Arnold Abbott in custody. And they're like, literally, you'd have people arguing in emails saying, no, I saw it on TV.
But Mayor Seiler insists that the city's ordinance that restricts the public meal serving is reasonable.
There's no attempt at all to sweep anybody under the rug. I think simply suggesting that feedings be done indoors at houses of worship or indoors at places that have, sinks and bathroom facilities and things of that nature to provide a dignified setting for feeding, I don't believe is unreasonable.
The judge in this case says he wants the dispute solved once and for all by the end of the month.